The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service today of Holy Communion on this Mothering Sunday. And on your way in, hopefully everybody will have seen the notices for the week that is to come. And just wanted to highlight one or two things that don't happen every week that are happening this week. The Select Vestry are meeting on Tuesday evening at 7:30. And on Wednesday afternoon, the Ladies' Afternoon Friendship Group are meeting, and they're looking forward to a speaker who's going to share an experience of a wedding in Romania. That's on Wednesday afternoon. And on Thursday evening, we have a midweek Lenten service at 7:30. This coming Saturday between 9 and 11, we're having a work party around the church grounds. And if you're free and you can help us in that way, we're always grateful for those who can come and help. And a little reminder that after our service, everybody is warmly invited to tea and coffee over in the hall after our service. As we come together to worship God, we're going to sing together our opening hymn 708 in the Red Church Hymnal, O Praise Ye the Lord.
Good morning, and you're very welcome to this, our service of Holy Communion. For those who would prefer to follow in the Book of Common Prayer, we begin on page 201 with our prayer for communion on page 260. We pray together, Almighty God, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A special collect for today on Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds among the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 19, beginning at verse 25.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us respond to what we've heard in those readings by sharing together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's continue our worship this morning as we sing hymn number 543. And during this hymn, children and young people will leave. Lord of the home, your only Son.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. And so we arrive this morning on another Mothering Sunday. And it might be a day for some of cards and flowers, or breakfast in bed perhaps, or of having a little bit more of a rest than normal. Or perhaps it's a day very simply in which people say a simple thank you for all that you do and all that you mean in their lives. But I'm also conscious in saying these things that it's also very often a difficult day to celebrate in church. There will be some tuning in online, or there will be some sitting here in church this morning who feel very sharply the loss of their mum on a day like today. And there'll be others who would have loved to have had that opportunity to be a mum, but it never came their way for a whole variety of reasons. And so I wanted us just to think together for a few moments about our Old Testament reading today. And in that reading, we hear about a woman who is named later in the book of Exodus. But as we hear a little bit of her story this morning, she, to me, embodies some really beautiful qualities, qualities that are often displayed in the life of a mother. But I guess that they're qualities that we would all love to see more of in any of our lives. And so that's why I think she's a good focus for our thoughts today. But first of all, by way of a little bit of background, the incident that we heard about in our Old Testament reading takes place in Egypt, where God's people, the Israelites, were in slavery at that time. And it was a very harsh regime under the ruling pharaohs. And I guess the best that most Israelite families could hope for at that time was to be able to get on with their lives as quietly as possible. It was all work with no respite or no let up from their cruel oppressors. And so it was a hard situation for the Israelite people when we read what took place. And when we read about what took place, we hear about this order that had come from the ruling Pharaoh to the Hebrew midwives, that if they saw a boy being delivered, they were to kill him. And if it was a girl, they could live. And the Hebrew midwives didn't comply with that order from Pharaoh. And as the Israelites became numerous, Pharaoh said to his own people, the Egyptians, that if they actually saw a Hebrew boy living, they were to throw him into the River Nile. So these were very dangerous times. They were dark, they were dangerous, and it's there that we meet the heroine of our Old Testament reading this morning. She's unnamed at that point, but later in the book of Exodus, we will hear her name, and she's called Jochebed. And Jochebed is the mother of Moses, that great leader of the Israelite people. But the first quality that I see in Jochebed that we might take notice of is that she fought fiercely for her child. Having given birth to her son, she knew immediately, straight away, that his life was in great danger. So she hid him and she protected him as best she could from danger. And it wasn't an easy decision, because by doing what she did, it put her own life and the life of her family in great danger. And how often do we see this in the life of mothers. They are very often at the front line of fighting for their child's welfare. Whether that's doing things like organizing extra assistance in the classroom if their children are struggling in school, or maybe it's battling with the medical profession when they're looking for a diagnosis or for some answers about challenging medical conditions. Very often it is mums who take on that role, just like Jochebed did, fighting against the odds for the welfare of their children and seeking what is best for them. The second thing that I notice about Moses' mother Jochebed, which is perhaps the most important of all, is that she entrusts her child, Moses, to God. Because it reaches that critical point at home where Moses can no longer be hidden. And so she very lovingly makes this basket. She coats it with tar and with pitch to make it waterproof, and she places her son gently on the river in his basket. And you can't help but think, what a terribly distressing moment that must have been for her as she puts him there on the river, not knowing what's going to become of him, but entrusting him to God. And I guess that that's a daily task, really, isn't it, for mums and indeed for dads or parents or grandparents, that you entrust your children to God. We'd all love to keep our children safe and wrapped up in cotton wool, but eventually the time comes where you have to release them out into the world to fend for themselves. And that's a difficult moment. And it seems particularly difficult when the child is just 3 months old. But if Moses stays in his mother's house, he will be discovered, and he'll immediately be killed if Pharaoh's laws are to be obeyed. So Jochebed does the best that she can to make him comfortable, and she releases him in his little floating basket on the River Nile. The third thing that I notice about Moses' mum comes alongside this act of entrusting her precious boy to God, and that is that she seeks to give him the best opportunity that she possibly can in life. And how many mums are out there who would sacrifice their own comforts and luxuries to see that their child gets the best opportunities? In some of the terrible stories that I've read from aid agencies at times of famine and natural disaster, you read about mothers literally giving everything they have in terms of food to give their children nourishment, and often not taking anything themselves. And this is surely a dreadful situation for any mother to find herself in. And yet Jochebed knew that this was her son's only chance of survival. She could do no more for him or keep him safe. And to me, in this story, it's a truly remarkable and beautiful thing, the way that God honors her courage and her trust in him. And so as Pharaoh's daughter comes down to bathe and discovers this child in the basket, his sister takes her courage in her hands and approaches Pharaoh's daughter, offering to get a Hebrew woman to look after the child for her. because Moses' sister can see that there's tenderness in Pharaoh's daughter. And so she goes off to get Jochebed, Moses' mum, and it transpires that this little family is reunited because Jochebed is the woman who's told to nurse this child and to bring him up. And again, we see her forsaking her own desires to give Moses the best opportunities as she eventually takes him to Pharaoh's daughter and hands him over to her as his son. And so in this lovely story this morning, we see someone fighting for the welfare of her child against the odds. We see her taking great personal risks and putting her child's need before her own. She seeks to give him the best possible opportunities in life. And yet, in having him at home with her in his early years, she was able to teach him to trust God and to instill good values into his life. And so I believe that's a really, really good role model, not just for mothers, but for all of us today. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. And we pray today for the church's ministry to children and young people. We pray especially this morning for the work of our Sunday school and its teachers. We pray that they would know your wisdom and favor and blessing as they share the faith with our children and grandchildren. We also pray today for the ministry of our toddlers group, for the leaders of our BB and Anchor Boys, and we pray for the impact that all of these leaders have on our children and our parents. And we pray that people would experience your love through all these activities and indeed through our work in local schools and among the home educated community through our Hedge Project. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. And we pray particularly for good relations between the United Kingdom and the European Union. We pray for all the ongoing work on the Windsor Framework, asking that the leaders of government and political parties would work together. We pray for the important building up of trust in the complexity and the detail of all that they are discussing and trying to resolve. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. We remember especially on this day all mums who are struggling, remembering especially those who are worried about their families and striving to help them through stressful times. We pray for energy, for compassion, and for understanding in all the challenges of family life. And we also pray for those who find this a painful Sunday for all sorts of reasons. Be with them and help them to find the love and support that they need from friends and from those around them. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
As we approach our time of sharing communion together, we pray the prayer of humble access. We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's stand and sing together hymn number 429, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but you came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace one in Christ our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise. And lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Father, through your goodness, we are refreshed through your Son in word and sacrament. May our faith be so strengthened and guarded that we may witness to your eternal love by our words and in our lives. Grant this for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. We pray together. Almighty God, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our closing hymn on this St. Patrick's weekend is hymn number 322, and we will omit verses 6 and 7. St. Patrick's Breastplate.